Visioneers, Episode 20, The End and the Beginning.
Well, Des, we've come almost to the end. And yet I feel so excited. I really feel we're at the beginning.
Well, here we are. We're all at the beginning of a whole new world of infinite possibilities.
If we can only create the global mind to see them, that's the point of the story, isn't it? Knowing that we have the power to create that global mind of single human purpose that will sweep aside all of the issues that have divided us in the past. What a wonderful message. And that's not quite the end of the story, is it? There's a beautiful conclusion to come.
Yes. We now have a chance to revisit with all of the friends we made along the way. We begin with the mentors who gather with you, the listener, participant, in your thinking room. And it's Anne who speaks most eloquently for all of them.
How wonderful it's been to be part of your dream. Dreams are the places where everything begins. And here in your thinking room, the five of us have conjured up such a dream as the world will surely catch and make its own. We've done it with full heart, holding nothing back. And that's where the magic lies. When you give your mind completely to creating something noble and worthwhile, it sets everything around you alive and dancing. That's what we've done, and oh my, how they've danced, these wonderful visioneers, all their own dreams for what might be. We've done it here together in one great glorious dream for the future of this planet. Now I just know people will pick it up and make it real.
And now the visioneers come in, and it's a stirring scene.
And so they come, jostled along the bridge just as they did the first time, but no longer strangers. Now they're friends of a long campaign. Onto the grassy slope they come, linking arms to march up to the visioneering room on a broad front, Mark and Esther in the middle. It's the original 19 visioneers, first created in the mind of Charles Dickens, but now so real they seem a force in their own right, marching up the hill in triumph. Only Louis Valdez is absent, and the one tragic figure in the story. But his courageous initiative at the beginning is so much part of their success that his spirit seems always present. You and your mentors go out to greet them. A shout goes up as they see you there, and they break out into the song of the visioneers, even before the now familiar words and melody ring out across the mountain slopes, you sense that it was coming. Born of this place, created in the spirit now so strong around, how could the song not be sung in the closing act of the drama?
But not this group alone. For look, coming across the silver bridge, there's another band of visioneers, their voices rising with the others. The front rank turns to look and then sings louder, stronger, as they recognize friends and compatriots of the campaign coming together. The new arrivals are the first wave of visioneers who took the time to listen and to act in the beginning when everything was getting underway. At the head comes Mutsando's African contingent, full of the color and energy that have set their continent alive with hope. With the Africans come the Europeans, Lord Nigel and Lady Pamela Feversham, who first heard the story from Jeremy Hiscox and Irene Henshaw at the Grampian Arms in Scotland. Prince Rupert of Wittgenstein, who put the message before the UNESCO conference in Paris, and the rollicking Russian crew of Vladimir Rostov and Anna Borodino and Boris Dubrovsky, who met with Bill Bates and Daniel Thomas in clandestine fashion on the beach at Lake Rodovici. From China, the ancient Zhao Shi Yuan is there in his wheelchair, assisted by Diane Koplitz from the United States, and close behind her, the other members of the American team, George Walker, Julia McCarthy, Senator Wilfred Brown, and Arthur Rheingold. And after them come a dozen teenagers, marching along merrily as representatives of the 25,000 who were at the Vancouver rock concert on the night that Teresa Romana stole the show. And bringing up the rear, several other familiar faces who played a central role in nurturing the dream march together. Peter Hemphill, Cardinal Claudio Vacciana, Rabbi Ruvain Ben Sabbat, the Reverend Gordon Ringthorpe, and Pamela Barrett. Last of all, striding along, side by side, heads up, shoulder to shoulder, come the two whose presence here tells the story perhaps best of all, Colonel Aaron Greenberg of Israeli Security Forces and Kamal Rashid, former Palestinian terrorist and now head of the Palace Group for Peace in the Middle East. This is the second wave of visioneers, and they spill off the silver bridge between the shining pillars, spreading out across the hillside with arms linked to form a second phalanx, pushing up behind the first.
And all the while, as you and your mentors watch the procession coming up the hill, the singing continues, growing louder and stronger the closer they come. Just as the song has engulfed the world with its passion and its energy, bouncing from satellites in orbit to the largest cities and remotest outposts, so now it reverberates across the mountains where it all began, sung now in chorus by those who gave it birth. The original visioneers singing with you and your mentors, full voice, full heart, full hope for the future.
We are the ones going to the fore, big ones, little ones, all of us are here, small world, big world, reaching out to all, up, up and upmost, the mighty visioneers. And now the world leaders return. They've been out all this time in the world of the visioneers. And now with the visioneers themselves packed into the visioneering room, the cry goes up to bring in the leaders.
From somewhere, the stirring beat of triumphal music comes up. All eyes turn to the golden arch. You move back among your mentors and visioneers. The first world leader steps into the room to the sound of enthusiastic applause. It's the same black African president who led them out. He comes boldly through the shimmering golden light behind the arch, then pauses and blinks momentarily at the warmth of the reception greeting him. A broad smile lights up his face, and he raises his hand in acknowledgement and pleasure and steps forward to the quick beat of the music. After that, the other leaders come through in a steady stream. In ones and twos they enter, moving easily, smiling and relaxed, pleased with their reception and evidently pleased with themselves. You watch them closely, looking for signs that might give you hope, a sense that their experience has shaped their thinking towards a visioneering future. You can't be sure, but most of the indications seem good. There's a different energy about them this time. Of course, it's not 100%. That would be too much to ever expect from this group. But as they pass by, smiling, some pausing to shake hands with you and the mentors and Mark and Esther, you have the sense that, yes, there surely is momentum here. Momentum to help carry the world to where your dream would have it go.
Then two other powerful figures of the story return to contribute their closing piece.
Every eye in the room is fixed on the globe. It continues its slow, rhythmical turning for a moment longer, then slowly dissolves. In its place, standing side by side, unmoving, two new figures look out to the audience. A gasp goes up from the watching visioneers. One is immediately recognizable to everyone in the room, the saffron-robed Baba Satyananda. The other wears a plain white cassock of the Catholic Church. His face, as he looks out serenely to the audience, is as relaxed as when he spoke to millions of television viewers from the mission of Santa Maria in the Andes Mountains of northern Chile, moments before his life was taken from him by a vicious act of terror from the world he wished to change. Father Luis Valdez has returned to be among his friends as the final scene in the visioneering room draws to a close. Baba Satyananda speaks first.
I have come to say goodbye. The world has been a hard and divided place. For one brief span of time, we have held it together as visioneers. The divine bright light which guided us on that course continues to shine forever to direct your way. Seek for it in your heart, and you will surely find it. With me, as you see, I have brought my brother Luis. His great spirit from the first proclaimed the truth of the visioneers to the world. As you go, you can do no better than to take such wisdom in your hearts. He would speak to you again, this one last time.
Louis's voice has the same rich cadence as when in life he addressed the world.
My beloved friends, it wasn't meant for me to journey with you to your final destination. I simply said as best I could the truth of what I saw. The dawning of a new age where people will hold to a vision that allows them to be all that they can be in God's pure love. In these last few days you have reached for the global mind and touched that vision. You have seen its transforming power for the world. In your achievements, my life has surely been fulfilled. God bless and guide you in the work to come.
The figures of Baba and Luis fade away. The globe returns to its customary place. Every person in the room, visioneer and head of state alike, is transfixed by what has just been seen and heard. You come to the center and stand before the globe, looking out to the sea of faces, waiting for a sign to tell which way to go.
Within moments it comes, and oh, how your heart leaps again with the excitement of what it means. The world leaders are getting to their feet. One after the other they stand and speak. Countries large and powerful, others small and poor, it makes no difference. One by one they declare themselves for the spirit of the visioneers. America leads off, then China, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Britain, France, Russia, Brazil, Zimbabwe, Japan, Australia, Germany, Canada, and many others following in rapid succession. From every continent they stand and speak, praising the visioneers for what they've done, declaring their commitment as leaders to ensure the dream's not lost. They promise action to give their people courage and freedom to build their future and to stretch their thoughts across the earth. To see the planet alive and whole and glowing with the global mind of human consciousness reaching for its highest level.
After that, it's time for the visioneers and the leaders to go. They do so in full spirit, out across the Silver Bridge.
The world leaders are going out the doors, down the grassy hillside in the sunshine where the Silver Bridge lies waiting. You forgot to put out the red carpet, but nobody cares. The women in high-heeled shoes kick them off and walk happily on the grass. The visioneers are crowding out too, forming a guard of honor for the leaders as they pass through and onto the bridge. Somehow, you're there at the head of the bridge, shaking hands, waving goodbye, enjoying the magnificent energy of human hearts and minds on a quest for adventure and achievement. The last of the leaders is traveling across the bridge, and now it's time for the visioneers to go. There's no thought of further delay. It's all in flow. The work's been done. The journey's over. Everyone's saying goodbye and moving on to the bridge. Everyone but Mark and Esther and the mentors. You keep them with you for a little while longer. But the others are going, and as they leave, Teresa leads them all one last time in the Song of the Visioneers, and they go off singing it, louder and livelier than ever, stretching out across the bridge, disappearing from view into the soft haze where the bridge arches up into the sweeping blue dome of a perfect sky. And long after they've gone, it seems you can hear their voices singing clear with the force and energy that can transform the world. We are the ones going to the fore.
Big ones, little ones, all of us are here. Small world, big world, reaching out to all. Up, up, and upmost, the mighty visioneers.
And so we come to the final scene. Your mentors and Mark and Esther are with you, the listener, in this story. In your thinking room, you ask them if they think you have made a difference. President Kennedy replies enthusiastically for all.
Oh, yes. All that anyone can ever do to shift the ground a little is to get out there and lead with the mind. The world gets into trouble when people sit back and leave the visioning to someone else. You've shown them that there isn't anyone else, only all of us together. So you invented the idea of visioneering, and we helped you run with it. And between all of us, we thought up a storm and turned it loose. Now the world can never let it go because it's thought energy, and that never goes away, just whizzes around forever. We've given people something to think about, and think they will, and that's when they'll make a difference.
Charles Dickens has the final word.
For me, I just want to say, I think we've put some good spirit out there. You know, like the kind Scrooge finally found in Christmas. So that in the end it could be said he knew how to keep Christmas well. If we've helped people to see how to keep a Christmas spirit alive in the world across all the dark days and the light, then I think we might say we've done our bit, and that even Tiny Tim might be heard again to remark, God bless us, everyone.
Well, God bless you, everyone, you say now, standing and inviting them all to join you in a close circle of friendship. It's a tender moment as the true warmth of their embrace touches not only body but heart and mind as well. You feel the tears standing out in your eyes as you look at them all and know that it's time to go. Let's not say goodbye. For visioneers and travelers of the heart, there's no such word. For all that's passed between us, and for whatever lies ahead, let us simply say, Amen.
You close your eyes, and when you open them again, your friends and mentors have gone. Outside, the sun still shines brightly across the gentle space. Where the Silver Bridge Envisioneering Room had stood for so long, as part of your dream, only the open hillside now remains, running down to the forests of spruce and fir below. The structures of your dreamscape have done their work. Far out beyond the bounds of this quiet space where you have built your sanctuary, a larger vision now unfolds. It moves in your thoughts. And surely if it there can find a passage, then likewise must it grow and spread across the mindways of the planet. Its whispers touch the ears of those who listen deeply. Its vistas spread before the eyes of those who look awakened. Its promise reaches out to touch the heart of those who know the purpose for their being.
Open and exposed. The earth now waits expectantly for human thought to stir, to grow, to reach, to touch, and at last to know what it must do. You have set your thoughts to seek and find the path. Your call is out to all who would choose to also walk that way. The visioneers are gathering for success to their enterprises, big and small. Might we truly say, Amen. Well, Des, I'm just in awe of everything that has gone before. You know that I've cried and haven't been able to go on, and that I have been touched to the core of me. And maybe the audience knows that because they've heard that in my voice. And at the same time, I'm so inspired by the positive images and by the potential and possibilities, the real possibilities for the real world out there, and all the millions of our colleagues, associates, friends, compatriots of every age to become visioneers. And the characters, the story characters, are in my head. I am them. I feel what they feel. And I almost feel as if I could do what they do. They're part of my life. And more than anything, I want to do something. And I know the listener wants to do something. So, Des, tell the listeners what we've prepared.
Well, first of all, of course, you have the tape. And this is available now to treasure, to keep, to replay and listen to in the good times and the tough times, because there's a lot of inspiration there that you haven't heard the first time through, so keep that and play it. And don't forget that there's a book that lies behind this, which is a complement to the tape. And I would really suggest that people should try to read the book too if they can, because the two things go together so well. And what we're really seeking to do in all of this is to get the message out and to get people joining networks. And we're working away at that. And Jerry, why don't you go on and tell a bit more about how that's coming together?
Yes. Well, we have created a network, an electronic network to start, called Visioneers International. And we want people to join this network, to become visioneers, and to tell us about their visioneering project. You see, in order to become a visioneer, you need to share. You need to find allies. And what you need to do is to somehow give the gift of the visioneers to those people that you love and care about as a gift of life. Put it on the list of the gifts that you personally give. Do it at Christmas and at birthdays and for special occasions or just to celebrate friendships. And use the visioneers in your daily life. Think about it. When you drive to work, it will empower your day. When you fall asleep, it will seed your dreams. As you walk in the woods or along the beach or through the streets, it will allow your own possibilities to take form. And speak to your heart partner about it. And to those you care about, speak at the dinner table. It will add meaning to your relationships and your friendship. And speak about it as you walk together. And it will enhance the romance and the adventure of your life. And to make the visioneers a philosophy for your whole life, embrace it, especially embrace the spirit of visioneering. Become a visioneer. Become a visioneer for your life. And as you have created this story for us, these characters and these ideas, and it's now our responsibility to use it in our own way. So being the author and the creator, it's your privilege and opportunity to have the last word to speak to the listener.
Well, I just have to say that the tape that you've listened to and the book that goes with it come from the heart. And they really address the big issue that is out there facing all of us. What kind of a future are we going to have for ourselves and for our children? And the only way that we can ensure that it's going to be a good and decent future is if we take the responsibility for making it so. Over and over again in the tape, in the book, we say that you can't ride the Silver Bridge alone. We're in this together, and we have to find the ways to do it together. And we've not been very good at that. And now we have to learn it. It's a new skill to be learned. And we certainly haven't been good at it at the international level. And that's where we've got to put so much effort. So we've put together an organization. We regard everyone who listens to the tape and reads the book and enjoys the spirit that's there. We regard every person as a friend. And we'd like to encourage you to keep in touch with us. And somehow this enterprise will grow and spread around the world, and we'll have visioneers by the millions, just as it says in the book, growing and enlarging their lives and improving the future. And I'd like to remind you that in your package, along with the tapes, you'll find a pamphlet that contains absolutely everything you need to become a visioneer. So refer to it, read it, and get in touch with us. And above all, become a visioneer. And now, I guess I'd like to say that I feel somewhat like Pamela Barrett, when you'll remember at the end of that remarkable memorial service for Louis Valdez, Pamela, doing the commentary for ZNN Television Network, was so touched and overcome by everything that had happened that she could barely find the words to end the session. So let me quote from Pamela Barrett as we
conclude this session. We've seen these visioneers releasing a flood of incredible energy. If it touches each of you watching, and might I say, each of you listening, with only a fraction of the force all of us here have felt, then I have no doubt that the world is indeed setting course for a new and better future. I don't know what more to say. I'm completely lost for words. They've all been said. This is Pamela Barrett for ZNN, signing off. And this is Des Burghoffer
and Jerry Schwartz
signing off
for the Visioneers.
That ends the original recording of The Visioneers from 1992. For a new conclusion from Des and Jerry at the relaunch of the story for the 21st century, go now to the final part of this download and click on Next Steps in Action.